Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we're still alive on a Hertz day. It's the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, there is life in the Philadelphia Phillies, Ike. How you feeling, brother?
We are still alive, Jackie Baseball. Still alive, still alive, still alive. My goodness, what a game last night. Happy Hertz Day, Brother Spike.
Happy Hertz Day, Ike.
Didn't mean to leave you out of that.
No, it's all right.
But my goodness, I don't know how many of us truly believed we'd be talking about another game today, but I do believe a lot of us hoped that there would be a game today.
Yes, sir.
And so our hopes and prayers have been answered. We got our ace on the mound tonight, Jackie Baseball.
Come on!
Tell me that I'll see you Saturday at the bank. Come on.
One game at a time. One game at a time.
Well, we got to get to the bank.
Yeah, I know we're going to get to the bank. We're going to get to the bank. So in the wise words of Stringer Bell. We back up, baby.
We're back.
Oh, no. What? The delegation appreciates
you. Yeah, come on, man.
That's a good move.
I'm a Wiresman.
That's a good move by you right there. I love that move. Stringer Bell, put the word out. We back up. I love it.
They did it.
Yeah.
They did it.
Yeah.
Left for dead, down 2-0 to the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they did it, and we're back, and now we have a series. We have a big show. This is a complicated show. I'm going to be honest with you, because we do have believe it or not, there is an Eagles game tonight against NFC East rival, the New York Giants.
Yeah.
That is tonight. So we will cover all of it. Of course, we will talk about the Phillies game up plenty. We have Sheil Kapadia on today. We do have Tornado Shapiro on today. We do have Mike Mayock on today, but we start with last night's game. All season long, the Philadelphia Phillies have handled adversity well and have bounced back and have gotten up when they've been knocked down. Whether it has been injury, whether it's been embarrassed at Citi Field, whatever it is, they have bounced back. They lost two games at home to the Los Angeles Dodgers and went out there and everybody left them for dead. And you know what happened last night? They won. They are back. They bounce back again. And Ike, they're not just alive. This team isn't just alive. They are back in it. This is a five-game series, not a seven-game series.
Yeah.
Being down two.
Well, I wish it was a seven-game series right now.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to think about it.
I wish it was a seven-game series.
Being down 2-1, this is a series.
Yeah.
This is a real series. And like you said, we have our ace on the mound tonight. We have Christopher Sanchez on the mound tonight against, look, Tyler Glasnow is a talented pitcher, but he is their worst starter tonight.
And he's a dead man,
Spike. He is a dead man.
He's a dead man.
And you know what? Everyone showed up last night. Man. How about the Stones on Aaron Nola in that first inning, getting out of that first inning when it looked like it could unravel? Aaron Nola get up on the mound throwing 95 miles an hour, the breaking stuff, dotting it right where he wanted it.
Yeah.
And then, like, how about the Stones on Rob Thompson after Aaron Nola looks good for two innings to take him out and put in Ranger Suarez?
Could not believe it.
And then how about the Stones on Ranger? He comes in there. First pitch he throws.
Oh, God.
A home run to Tommy Edman, settles in, and that's the only run he'd allow.
Yeah.
And we couldn't say it enough. The top of the lineup. I mean, not everybody agreed on everything yesterday, but everybody did agree on one thing. The top of the lineup has to show up.
Yeah.
An embarrassing first inning for the top of the lineup.
Sure.
You know, Trey Bunton trying to get on base.
What are we doing? Yeah.
Kyle Schwarber, a one-pitch at bat, but then the fourth inning happened. And Kyle Schwarber hits a Yamamoto fastball 600 feet into right field, and it opened up the floodgates. And I don't know what happened. It looked like they figured something out on Yamamoto. They weren't swinging at the breaking stuff.
Pitches being tipped? Tipping pitches? What we got?
Can we finally have that go our way?
Exactly.
We get a tell one time.
That's why I said it.
Well, after Schwarber hit the home run, he looked into the dugout and he gave like a knowing glance to
somebody.
Now,
he said that was the fire the boys up.
Oh, yeah, that was saying to me. I thought that meant let's get it going.
Oh, to me,
let's get it going.
To me, it meant did you see it? I saw it. And they just sat on the fastball, and it was a Bryce, and then it was boom, and like everybody hit, and we had it was nerve-wracking in the middle of the game when there were a couple of situations where they had two on and nobody out and they didn't drive anybody in. And I started thinking, I'm not going to speak for everybody else, but I started thinking, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
It's game one again.
Sure.
Here it is.
Yeah.
And then JT Realmuto, who has been their best hitter in the playoffs, has had an important hit in every game of the series. Every game. Remember the triple in game one. He hits the double in game two.
Yeah.
And then last night, that home run, and it opens up the floodgates again on Kershaw. And we're back in this, man. I mean, this is for real, Ike. This is for real. We're back in this.
Yeah, and I think, you know, seeing the top of the lineup swing with confidence last night, produce in clutch situations, Schwarber getting this thing jump started with that rocket launch he hit out there to right field.
Moonshot.
I think that's what gives me the most confidence, because you can't do this without those guys.
Right.
You know, the middle lineup, bottom of the lineup, they did what they could do in the first two games, and no one at the top of the lineup showed up, else we'd be up 2-1 right now. Potentially 3-0. Could have swept them.
Could have swept them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. So the fact that they did what they did at the top of the lineup, that is the most encouraging thing for me, because I hope this breaks the seal for them. They finally seen the ball hit or go over the fence. They've seen the ball land. They're seeing production. And so that builds confidence for these guys at the plate. And those four hitters at the top of the lineup, I'll throw Bohm in there because he had some clutch hits too. If they're going to hit like this, then we will beat the Dodgers in two more games.
Yeah.
We will, because the pitching for us is better than the Dodgers pitching.
At this point, we have Christopher Sanchez and Jesus Luzardo going who were great in their first two spots. This feels good. And you said, Max Kepler said it too. Max Kepler said after the Schwarber home run, it felt like, okay, we're back now.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back. Jack, must have been a tense watch for you.
Of course.
The middle of the game.
Yeah, well, the middle of the game, that is where I usually live bet against the Phillies all the time because it's a bit, and I'm emotional. I'm a worst
emotional hedge.
Yes. Worst gambler in the history of the world. And I usually put a nice little $10 on it.
Yeah.
You know, I put a crisp $30
on the Dodgers
when it was 3-1, and you know they do that double steal with Stott and Turner, and with the top of the lineup coming up, and you're like, all right, here we go, we're gonna break it open, and they completely blew that opportunity, and that's where I was like, don't do this to us again, don't do it to us again, because you're right there.
Is that when you texted me ball game?
Yeah. Yeah. Easily. The most feel. I tweeted feels like a loss three times last night. It felt like a loss. And then they exploded. But you guys talked about it. The freaking There's so many heroes of last night.
Yep.
Thompson, masterclass. Ranger and Nola, masterclass. Yeah. But I think why we feel so positive is really that Schwarber home run. Like that is in years past, like they've been so good this year, they haven't had that lull where Schwarber has to have the kind of silencing home run. He kind of had it with the four home run game where he's like, we're fine. And that was what Schwarber has done as a Philly, is let everyone know that they're okay. And I just pray to God that was a home run that let them settle in and now go play your game. They have a golden opportunity tonight. Tyler Glasnow, a lot of good stuff. Bad numbers against the Phillies. Postseason meltdown guy. Give me him against Chris Sanchez. And the biggest thing that happened last night, Duran didn't pitch. You have him for two innings if you need him tonight, as long as Sanchez can give you seven. Like, they are in such a good spot. Get us to the bank on game five for what will be a freaking jungle. It's a jungle. On a totally different vibe than the first two games.
Yeah, well, it'll be the confidence will be there because it'll feel like we are rolling downhill. You know what I mean? Like that we have the wind at our backs and coming down for, if we can come back from 2-0, just, you know, I don't want to get ahead. Win tonight.
Win this game
tonight. What a performance last night.
Yeah.
You know when I felt the best is when Harper goes for third in a classic what are you doing scenario. And the ball goes into the stands, and he goes home. I'm like, it worked. I always rip Harper for doing that stuff.
Yeah.
But occasionally, when you're putting, Jack was talking about it when it was the Trey final out in game two, that if he could run hard, maybe he puts pressure on Freddie Freeman to make a mistake.
Right.
And I think what the Harper thing did there was, it put a little pressure to make a good throw. The throw ended up in the stands, and we ended up with another run over it. You could see it fired Harper up. I think Harper probably feels real good today after that game last night.
Yeah. Listen, that was the aggressiveness you wanted to see from the team last night. They're playing with a sense of urgency and desperation.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
But at the same time, they didn't seem to be swinging like outside of their comfort zone last night.
They played team baseball.
They didn't seem to be pressing last night. They knew it was a sense of urgency, but they still didn't seem to be pressing. And I'll tell you what, Trey Turner, first game, I can't even remember what the hell happened in the first game with Trey Turner. I know in the second game he had a few good hits, drove in a run, and then for him to do what he did last night, going 3-for-5 with some more big hits. This is the Trey Turner you need at the top of the lineup. This is why the other guys start to get pitches to see, because you don't want to put more guys on the bases.
And he's hitting singles, by the way.
Yes.
Good. Yes.
And perfectly fine with that. Yeah. Just get on the bases, and that's what Trey Turner has been doing at the top of the lineup. And everybody else is starting to follow suit. So I want to give him a lot of credit, because I think a lot of this starts with him and what he's doing at the top of the lineup.
Yeah, well, they need traffic on the base paths, and you're not always going to drive them in. You see, we all complain about us with runners in scoring position. That the Dodgers had guys on base last night every single inning, and they weren't able to capitalize on it. That's the difference. That's the you have to give yourself a chance to put up a crooked number in an inning, and they did it twice.
Yeah.
You know, they did it twice.
Well, and I thought, you know, it came out after the game, what Thompson told them before the game, and they played it that way, where he said, don't try to play harder, trust harder. And what he means by that is the whole pass the baton thing that we talked about. Like, trust your other teammates instead of just trying to, like, hit this 8-run home run. And if they can buy back into that, they're going to be all right.
There's enough good players in this lineup that hopefully they realize that.
Yep.
Well, we'll see how far it can take them. And obviously, you got to win tonight. And it's still a steep hill to climb. But the idea that have good at-bats, and maybe that benefits the guys in the middle of the order and at the bottom of the order.
Yeah.
They're seeing pitches as
well.
See
pitches.
Yeah.
See pitches.
Like, so you don't have to feel like you have to do everything yourself.
Yep.
And we got good enough, solid enough players that are performing well right now that you can trust them.
Yeah,
you can't trust them. Hell, the bottom of the lineup, middle of the lineup, they carried the offense in the first two games.
Yep.
They carried the offense.
So 215-592-9494. You got to believe, like Tugger said, you got to believe.
How about Topper?
Oh, come on, man. What a night for Topper. What a night, because it went from you can't start Nola to you can't pull Nola to it all worked out. You know, everyone doubted him starting Nola. Then everyone doubted him pulling Nola. And it just worked.
Yeah.
And what you want to do is you want to get the guy out before everyone is saying to take him out.
Right.
And that's what he did. He got two strong innings out of Nola. And it really showed.
And that was his plan.
Yes.
So, in other words, he wasn't dissuaded or persuaded by what Nola had done in those two innings. It was his plan to get him out of there after one time through.
Which surprised me. I thought he would trust Nola.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
We talked, but it shows how much it helped, right? Because if you just have Ranger and Ranger only gets through five innings, then where are you?
Mm-hmm.
But Ranger getting you through the seventh because Nola gave you the first two. It was just huge.
It worked.
It was huge,
and it was all about Otani.
That's why Topper. Well, yeah.
He didn't want him facing Otani for the second time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would have been terrified.
None of us did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Edmund had to take Ranger Yard, but
listen,
whatever.
Yeah.
I was happy when he hit Freeman. I thought that was great strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather
you do that.
Yes. And then he strikes out Teoscar right afterwards.
Yep.
All right. 215-592-9494. Talking about the big Phil's win. Christopher Sanchez versus Tyler Glasnow tonight. Now, the game is not on WIP because the Eagles game is on WIP. But you can hear the
unreal.
But you can hear the game on KYW News Radio and WPHT as well,
course.
Right? 1210 WPHT and 103.9. You can hear the game there. Corey in Columbus starts us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. That Ohio legend. Listen, I called him out yesterday.
Yeah, you called him an Ohio peasant. He took that personal.
All right. It was well-deserved.
Hey,
it was needed.
Said, what?
Yeah.
That boy was there saying, what? Hey, watch this. Hey, Topper, man, look. We don't always give you your credit. You did your job yesterday. You made smart decisions for the baseball team. Our back was against the wall. They was holding us up by our shirt. We came out swinging like, get off me. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, we said, wait, y'all think we some scrubs? I told y'all, we a gritty team. They a pretty team. And we came and we showed up. Tonight, it's on, baby. We about to walk away with it. We about to eat two W's tonight on both sports. Two W's. And we're going to go back to the bank and close it out. Dodgers, y'all don't know what y'all done did. Y'all done gave us the shockers and brought us back a life. You know what I'm saying? It's Phil's game day. It's a man. man. Listen, Eagles game day. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm so hyped. I don't even know where to go with my car. All I know is that we about to eat W. I need it again tonight.
Corey, how can you personally, and I'm talking to you, how can you handle the Phillies game tonight, the Eagles, and your number one team, the Flyers?
Hey, man, look. Hey, I'll be real with you. I ain't no baseball. I ain't no hockey aficionado. I get all that from bros. Bros
right.
Tell me what's going on. I can't tell you. All I know is that they play with a puck. But all I say is, look, when it comes with baseball and football, my Phillies, I'm glad that the game started. What is it, 6:05, 6:35?
6:08.
Oh, yeah, we got the early start. We got 6:08 tonight.
Yes. They were smart because they got that damn Amazon Prime with the Eagles game. And we about to walk away with two W's. You know, your Yankees is out, Spike. We about to put your Giants out tonight as well.
They're not my Giants. That one is unfair.
All I'm saying is, hey, celebrate because we going back to the World Series, and it start tonight. Highlight y'all.
There you go, Corey.
Yeah, love it.
Feels good. Feels good.
He didn't even give us a score for tonight.
Oh, for the Eagles, right.
Who needs it?
Or the Phils.
Or the Phillies.
Yeah.
We got two games now. We're not taking scores?
A win. We're eating dubs tonight. That's all. Just get the wins. Okay. Get the wins. Get the wins.
Doesn't matter what it looks like.
Well, I can tell you for one of the games, it doesn't matter what it looks like. I don't care what the hell the Phillies game looks like. And I give the other thing I give the Phillies credit for, they were still their dumb selves last night. They're still Bryce still running when he shouldn't.
Yep.
Alec Bohm throwing the ball almost into the stands.
Yep. Yeah, but he also Raffy made a big catch.
Get up there for that, man. Come on.
Only third baseman in the league can make that play.
Bohm and Trey decided not to field the final ground ball of the game, forcing Topper to go to Tanner Banks.
Marsh diving in the first inning with the Mookie Betts thing.
That started off the whole...
Also, another horrible read late in the game. Please, Bader, get your groin together.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you talking about the one where he didn't go for the...
He stepped back instead of coming in.
Yeah. Yep.
Now he's nervous.
The one that
he's bad at
the one that fell in front of him, yes.
Yeah, he's a good left fielder. He's a bad center fielder. I mean, that's what it is. He moves well, but it's a different position. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the one that fell between Trey and...
Yeah.
Well, I said that on the replay. I said... Wait a minute. How did no one get to that ball?
And Bader's crab walking to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bader has no problem getting to that. All right. 215-592-9494. Like I said, it's a big show. We have Eagles Giants tonight. We have Phil's Dodgers tonight. We will talk about all of it.
Who the Flyers playing tonight?
Panthers. Defending
Come on,
champion.
Man. Come
Panthers.
On.
Back to back cup champs.
Don't leave out the punk it up.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, Broads told us yesterday they only have two defensemen and they both suck. So I don't know they're going to beat the Panthers tonight. So we'll focus on the Phils and the Eagles at least tonight. Talk a little bit of Eagles next. Get back into the Phils as well. Your calls. Do you believe that this is going to happen? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Get your cat here. You know, see, grab your when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Hit him up. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac. It is weird to him talk, like, he's talking about West Side. And we want to beat the Dodgers.
Right.
Yeah, but like we played it yesterday.
We played it yesterday.
And it worked.
And like I said, you punks didn't finish the Phils. You let them win game three.
Now they're about to feel the wrath of a menace?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that menace is Chris Sanchez and his changeup in the shadows tonight.
That's exactly what Tupac was talking about.
See everyone at the bank on Saturday.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks wants to wish our team good luck this October. Online, marks-jewelers.com. What do we want to do here? We have three questions. Let's do the Eagles one because we talk about the Eagles for a little bit before we get back to the Phils. Do you need to see the Eagles win by double digits tonight to be satisfied with a win? Yes or no? First, your answer and then what you think the polls
no.
are. No.
No?
No. Okay.
No. But I understand why most people would. So I would say a game like this, even though, listen, the Eagles crowd is a win-is-a-win crowd for the most part. So I would say there'll be a large amount of people that would be fine with no matter what the win looks like. So I'll say it's close. Let's go 58% still wants to see an impressive win. So I would say they wouldn't be satisfied if it's not a double-digit win.
So 70% won a double-digit win.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, even more than I thought.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
it's style point season.
Well, coming off a, if they were 5-0, I don't think people would care. Right. I think it is that it finally caught up with them on Sunday, and we're coming off a loss rather than coming off a win. Mm-hmm. And you look at this Giants team, and they do stink. They have some talented players on defense. Their defensive front is talented. But overall, on offense, they don't have anything, really. I mean, Scataboo is all they have. Neighbors is hurt, right? Mm-hmm. So, and they have a rookie quarterback in there. They're even defensively, they're bottom seven in most categories. So you would hope this is a get right game for the Eagles, that they go in there. They don't need to score 100 points,
sure,
but a 24-10 sort of game where it looks like the running game is going a little bit and there's cohesiveness to the offense. I think that's what everybody's looking for.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, listen, I love to see that as well. I just think the issues are deeper. I don't think they are resolved that easily. I think this is one of those games where you get through the game and you win it by any means necessary, and we'll see what they come up with over the next week and a half from a coaching staff, from a this is what we're going to lean our hats on and do this.
You've talked about the mini bye time for a while. Put this into the Minnesota game, them having more time.
And that's kind of where I'm at with this thing. So, listen, I'd be pleasantly surprised if they dominated them and blew them out and looked impressive. But also, with my final score, isn't that impressive.
Right.
So, and I have them winning by double digits.
Right.
And it's still not that impressive.
Yeah, I mean, a 20-10 game could not look impressive, right?
Well, I got them winning 23-10.
Yeah. Yeah. And that could not feel impressive at the end, and you can win by two touchdowns.
Yep. So that's kind of where I have this game going tonight.
215-592-9494. Phil's Dodgers game 3 tonight. Brian in California. You're on WIP. What's up, Bri? Brian.
Come on, man. You're
on mute.
Bro.
He did say he lost his voice at the game last night.
Yeah.
So maybe he can't talk.
Brian, this is your last chance. All right.
Very disappointing.
Yeah. Well, I put him on hold. Maybe he's still there. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. My voice ain't been right since the Rams game. That boy better drink some tea. I'm sounding like Ike Reese over here, baby. I'm pulling a double tonight, too. Come on now. I'm doing like y'all doing tonight, Ike. Putting the laptop down in front of the TV. So when the fields were saying, just in case both of them still going down at the same time, baby. Topper back in his bag. Swarps. Yesterday when I said, come on, back the truck up. I'm still waiting for the ball to come down. Bit the back of my daggone tongue last night. What's name when he hit that daggone ball? That's how hard he hit it. I am hyped. I am ready. The boy came into work this morning slurring a little bit. Come on, I told y'all we was going to win. We're going to get this one tonight. So Negro Thomas is still in sick, baby. We taking it again tonight. Come on now. I am hyped. I love that double play at the bottom of the 6-2.
Oh, that was
my
great.
Play.
Yep.
That was beautiful. That roasting them. Somebody said this week that they like the worst base playing team or something like that early in the week. And the boys came out there last night. They're going, look at the bone, Mike. Look at the bone. That's
man,
like,
I ride the bomber. Riding.
Give me that.
Even scored on a sacrifice fly. How about that?
He said, I got it. Give me that. That was coming in diving like Superman. I got it. Take that. Hey, did he in jail? But people still say, take that. Come on now.
Oh, that's
hey, man.
It's a Diddy reference.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a 1996 reference.
Hey,
yeah.
Had to sneak him in there. I'm hyped, baby. I'm ready. Hey, I'm going up to the school night. I'm playing hooky tomorrow. I can't turn to work. I'm tired from last night. You bet I ain't going to be tired from tonight. Hey, I already told the man, don't look for me tomorrow. I'm handing out assignments to my guys. They're going to do all the work. I'm going to do as much as I can today. I drank 3 Monsters. And some pre-workout this morning. I'm fired up. And we want to talk about them Eagles real quick. Yep, give me the dub, but they better win by at least 14. At least 14.
Yeah.
They ain't talk like they going to do something. They had the little meeting. They better act like Billy Bob or Holly Berry. Do something to make me feel good. Love y'all. Go first.
He's a nutcase.
He's insane. Yeah. We were worried about 2 o'clock hour, Yoshi. He's figuring out 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's dialed in. It took him a few calls.
That's a little bit much in the 2 o'clock hour.
Listen, I like a little 4:30 to 5:30 magic in the 2:30 segment.
Yeah. And look, kids aren't in the car till after 3.
Yeah, they're still in high school.
Yeah.
Younger could be still, middle school. Who cares?
Yeah, they're fine.
Oh, man. Okay.
That double play was the third baseman on the Dodgers.
Muncy.
Just Ranger getting that one right there. It's first and third, one out, Muncy up there. I said out loud before it happens, I'm sure everybody does the same thing. Give me a double play ball here. Give me a double play ball here. And he gets a double play ball. And getting out of that inning, Ranger, he had better stuff than he had against the Mets last year in that game. But it reminded me a little bit of that game in that he was always sort of navigating something. There was somebody on base every inning, but he's a crafty dude, man.
And he doesn't flinch.
He doesn't. There's no change in emotion.
1.28 career postseason ERA.
Best in Major League Baseball history.
Well, I think Giglio told me it. It's like these three greats, all-time greats, and then Ranger,
we'll
the lowest ERAs.
Yeah.
He's even better on the road.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is, because you look at his stuff. It's so funny to compare him to the guy who came in after him, right? Kirkering, you watch Kirkering, and his stuff is just jumps off the screen. The movement he has on his pitches, the pop he has on his pitches, but he doesn't have that thing that Ranger has. You watch Ranger and you say to yourself, how is he getting through every inning like this? But that's always how he is.
Yeah.
He just location and keeps them guessing. They never exactly know, because even when they hit him hard so many times when they're out in front of it and it ends up being a foul ball because they're expecting a different pitch. Just a masterful game from Ranger.
Guts and guile.
It was only two innings and the game will be remembered for Ranger.
Sure.
But Nola was excellent in those first two innings.
I agree.
Him getting out of that first inning with Teoscar Hernandez up there having to strike him out.
Leadoff triple.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a leadoff. Was it a leadoff?
Yeah,
leadoff because Ohtani's a leadoff.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So, number two batter.
Betts hit the triple.
Yeah.
And then the smartly hit Freeman's foot.
Yeah. Even that pitch, there's a lot of movement on that
down.
Pitch.
Yeah, it was down.
I think we saw more movement on his pitches because of the camera angle. I thought it was a really weird camera angle.
Really?
It was so low. It was like a spring training angle. Usually it's a little bit higher up and you can't tell.
That's that Dodger angle for
some
reason.
It was a weird angle.
You can see that.
You can see the depth on the curveball.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to just say.
Uh-oh.
I was right with my visual of the short porch in right field.
It comes in.
Short,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what I was talking about when I said that to you.
Never doubted you for a second.
And can we all admit now, and we theorize this.
I got mocked the other day
when I brought that up.
It's a short, like physically the fence is short.
I said the fence was
short. Yeah, but when you think a short porch, you think it's not that long to hit a home run.
You're thinking in. Yes.
It's a low porch.
Right, but that's what I meant.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, now that we're all on the same page, I'm glad we can move forward.
Well, the other thing about Dodger Stadium is they definitely juiced the balls in Dodger 100%. Stadium for Ohtani.
Yeah.
That Schwarber second home run. Are you kidding me? It was a normal fly ball to right.
Even that Ohtani fly out.
Yes.
I was like, what the hell?
It just kept going and going and going.
Something was fishy early when Boehm hit one off the ground to the warning track.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? What is that? They're definitely juicing the balls.
100%. Yeah.
But we'll take it.
More Ohtani propaganda.
Yeah.
His home run numbers are totally phony.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. You know the color that matters in October. That is red. Colonial Hyundai knows it. The Red October sales event. John Ashdale, the car czar, knows it. Through October 31st, which is when we hope all of this is going through,
definitely
at Colonial, every vehicle is red tagged, which means every vehicle you're getting a great deal on. Drive home with your choice of a new Hyundai Palisade, a new Hyundai Santa Fe, or the award-winning Tucson for just $199 a month. That's only happening at Colonial. And you know, whatever your issue is, Colonial is solving it. Is it your trade? Not at Colonial. They're going to give you more than anyone else. Guaranteed $6,500 for your trade. The best financing in the business. Every new Hyundai with America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Don't miss it. Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 10% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP.
Hey, fellas, listen, I'm just going to get right to it, right? We back in the game, baby.
Yes.
We back in the game. Listen, I did not want to lose last night. And I told you the MLB didn't want us to lose last night. Now the script
That's
is
right,
set.
You did, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the script is set now, baby. You know what I mean? This is like the perfect Hollywood script. We play in L.A., right? And we always like to reference Rocky, right? Well, listen, L.A. come in. They like Apollo Creed. Hit us in two straight games. They weren't supposed to win. Now the Phillies' backs are against the wall. And Rocky come out swinging, baby. And then now we back in the game five. You know what I'm saying? The crowd is rocking. Jesus Luzardo on the mound. You know what I'm saying? You got the tiles going. You know what I'm saying? The city is buzzing. You know, game five for all the marbles. Tell me the MLB don't want that. Then we're going to win tonight. We're going to smoke them tonight. Ohtani is a fraud. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you right now, everybody in L.A., get your tiles ready to wipe your face, your cries, your tears. Because we come with those Power Blues. I don't want to switch out the Power Blues.
No.
They're staying Power Blues. Yeah. Now, Chuck.
Keep them. No pinstripes till next series.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I want all powder blue for the
Hell, Chuck,
series.
We may not need pinstripes the next year.
Yes. Now, Chuck, I got to ask you this. You have been critical of Trey Turner. Little credit for Trey's big night last night.
Come on, Chuck.
You called Schwarber a turkey?
Yeah, I did call him a turkey. But Schwarber hit that thing to orbit. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about that thing was like, you know, you can see E.T., you know, the way he hit that thing. I mean, I kept looking. I said, damn, is it ever going to come down? And I just wanted to see a pulse. That's it, man. I don't want to be negative with my Phillies. I want us to win, okay? But they give me no choice sometimes. Show me a pulse, man. You're better than this team. I'm telling you, man. They can do it. Just get here in game five. Get back here home in game five. And just watch how this city start buzzing again. I hope I clear out. I don't want to even be close tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want them to smoke these dudes tonight. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, Ohtani's a fraud. You know what I mean? Everybody talking about our numbers, our big three ain't hit. He's a fraud, and I'm telling you, he's going to continue to be a fraud because we got the man on the mound tonight, Sanchez, going up against their Chihuahua. You know, that he just throws a lot of balls. He's a Chihuahua. He throws a lot of balls out the strike zone. He's going to be forced to come into that zone today, baby, and we're going to hit that thing all over the park once again. I got the Phillies tonight, and I ain't going to pick a score because I haven't been picking no score. So I'm very, very superstitious just like they are. And, pile the blues all day, baby. Let's rock it. Let's keep it going. Let's keep this energy going, y'all. All show.
There you go, Chuck. 7-1 this year in the Powder Blues.
7-1?
They've won 12 of the last 15 in the Powder Blues. Come on,
wear
man.
The Powder
I don't
Blues.
Know what to tell you,
look
man.
Good, feel good, Ike. You know that.
Well, and if you can wear them home and you can wear them away.
Yeah, why not?
You know?
Why
one
not?
Uniform.
Could you imagine?
Yeah,
they
just that's all they wear.
For the rest of the year?
Well, listen, and the players are the one requested them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't even pack the grays.
Yes, they didn't pack the grays. Keep them.
And I hope, you know, they gave the explanation on the TV broadcast. Dave Roberts went to his normal bullpen guys last night until it was Kershaw. And that hasn't been their strength so far this postseason. You know, they've had the starters in there. And they were saying Dave Roberts knows he can't just use those guys every single game. He's going to need to use his regular bullpen guys. It sort of felt to me like Dave Roberts was punting that game a little bit last night.
He got a game to play with.
Yeah, and I hope the Phillies take offense to that because they could have finished the Phillies off last night. They win that game. But instead, he puts Kershaw in that. But Kershaw, great pitcher, Hall of Fame pitcher, legendary meltdowns during the, you know, in the playoffs, kind of cooked, puts him out there, lets him, lets him eat it for the rest of the game. I hope the Phillies take a little offense that the Dodgers didn't think they needed to win that game last night and didn't think they needed to just go in and finish off the Phillies and say, oh, you want to bring these other guys in there? That's, you know, let's go. Let's go, man. Let's go. Yeah. Chase Glasnow after the third inning. That's what I want.
That's the goal.
I want them in the bullpen by the third inning.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys saw this.
What?
Chase is behind home plate, speaking of Chase.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
was he?
I need him to pledge allegiance.
Well, that's a big question for him.
What the hell is he doing?
Wow.
Did he have a hat on?
He didn't have anything on.
Okay. Well, he wasn't naked.
Well, he was not naked.
Okay.
That would have made some news.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
No, he needs to draw a line in the sand.
Draw a line in the sand.
Hold on, but is he still employed by the Dodgers?
I don't think so. I think he left that job to go be the ambassador to baseball in England.
Right.
And then he moved back to L.A.
But is that under the guise of being a Dodger or?
That was his, in England, it was Major League Baseball.
Okay.
But.
What do you think?
I didn't see a Phil's hat on. Now, I know he's got the spiked gray hair. He's all moosed up, looked like a silver fox. But.
What do you think's in his heart?
I think he's rooting for the Phil's. Because Dodgers won last year.
Yeah.
You know, he's still a Philly.
Why is this a question?
Because it just is.
You want this guy to be the GOAT, and the fact that is it ever a question where Brian Dawkins' allegiance is?
He played only 2 years.
No, but Kelsey, there is.
No, there's not. Stop.
We've had the conversation.
No, that's us being petty.
Okay.
The guy still comes on a radio station here in Philadelphia every week.
As a Chiefs fan. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. Joke. 100% joke. 100% joke.
Jason.
I love Jason.
Jason is an Eagle. He didn't play for the Chiefs.
No, he did not.
He didn't play for the Chiefs. I'm saying, why is it a question with Chase Utley?
Because he lives out there.
I don't know if it's a question.
He lives out there. He's a Philly.
He's
a Mount Rushmore Philly. Yeah.
He should be a Philly. I'm just saying.
He's a Mount Rushmore Philly.
I know.
I'm saying.
Does Jimmy Rollins have any different allegiance?
No.
But also, Utley, this is projecting. This is like the. This
we're
turning
just
into,
guessing. Here.
This turning into the risk conversation from yesterday.
No, this is. I want him and his Utley love. I want it on Front Street right now, and I want him challenging a guy he has as a Mount Rushmore guy who he puts above other Philly greats. He's sitting here telling me he doesn't know which side the guy is rooting for. Why is it a question?
Wasn't on my Mount Rushmore.
Well, you did that strategically.
It was not strategically.
It was strategically.
I believe Ryan Howard should be on the Mount Rushmore and Bryce should be on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, no, that's right. You wanted Bryce on there.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
good start last night for old Pricey, by the way. Come on, man. Right, raising that playoff OPS.
Don't try to distract me.
Yeah, no, I can distract you. Don't you think I'm a master at distracting you?
Jack, here's the question. If you put Chase Utley on a lie detector test and you asked him, who do you want to win this series?
I think he says Phillies.
And does the lie detector start going, bam, bam, bam?
All I did was bring up a conversation. I don't need to be put on a lie detector test. I just thought it was kind of a funny little quip. I didn't need to turn it back around on me. This is a playoff game day and an Eagles-Giants game and Flyers game. This does not need to turn back on me. Chase is rooting for the Phillies. I guarantee it.
All right, but that's what I wanted to hear you say initially. You said you didn't know.
Well, now I know.
It took you a little while. 215-592-9494. Try two. Brian in California, who was at the game last night. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
What's up, fellas? I'm still trying to get my voice back.
There you go.
Flew down from the Bay Area, so I'm Philly born, California raised. Dad went to West Catholic in LaSalle, so I bleed Philly red and Eagle green.
Oh, there you go.
Went to the game last night. Made a 24-hour trip down, and I gotta tell you, man, there was not a single FU, not a single Philly suck. That whole crowd was nervous, and I wasn't that confident, but man, after I started watching those home runs go, it felt good. And I just gotta say, I was about 40 rows back when Schwarber hit that ball. I couldn't see it because there was a roof over my head, but it was quiet in that whole and I knew it was going out, but I couldn't follow the ball because I didn't see it. It went to the moon.
Yeah, I mean, he crushed that. I did hear a Let's Go Phillies chant at one point. Did you hear them in there?
No, okay. I didn't get it. I didn't get any on the first baseline.
Okay.
Not at all.
But, what is that stadium?
Like, I've got a lot of warnings.
I can get like 60-some thousand because it's an older one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize it was that
I got
big.
A lot of warnings how bad I was going to be treated and how I'm going to get the Philly treatment in L.A.
Nah.
And I'm not kidding. I had a family invite me over for tamales last night.
They
were.
L.A., they're so laid back. They don't know how to. Raiders, when the Raiders were there, those fans were lunatics.
Yeah.
Everything else. You know,
well, I thought the Dodger fans were dangerous.
Yeah, there's been people.
They shank,
people
out there.
Well,
all we do is boo. We're not bad.
Yes.
Other places.
Well, we've had moments.
Oh, yeah. Easy. 56,000 in Dodger Stadium. So
that's still a good size. That's a good size.
Well, they can't fill it up. You know?
Yeah.
And I noticed it was like the fourth inning, and I don't know if it still wasn't full.
No, upper. But they make the. I wonder too.
I saw
if,
a lot of yellow seats.
Yeah, yeah. And the traffic getting out of there, I wasn't even there, but it gave me anxiety.
Oh, it's horrible.
It looked horrible.
It's horrible. Well, it's just one giant parking lot around Dodger Stadium, as opposed to here, where here's a mess too. Yeah, but
not
it takes
the baseball. It's fine. The Eagles games are horrible.
Yes, Eagles games
Phillies
are horrible.
Phillies games aren't as bad.
Yes, Phillies games are the same general area. Well, Brian, you're a good luck charm. We might need you. Can't you just take another flight?
Why don't you stay?
Yeah. You're a good luck charm.
Hold on, he's back already?
I wish.
Yeah, he said 24-hour trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
My buddy wanted me to stay for another game, but I got to get home and get my wife off to Texas next. So she's going to some country music concert down there, which is less important than this.
Much less important. Tell her to prioritize.
Yeah. Anyway, it was great to make the run down there, and now we got our confidence back. But everyone there was pretty quiet and pretty nervous the whole time. So
I like it.
Yeah, gave me faith. So let's go Phils.
I like it. Let's go Phils is right. Thanks, Brian. Can you imagine Ohtani, aside from his pitching performance, he has one hit?
Yeah,
He's looked a little now. I'm still terrified. I want to put that out there.
Let's not focus on it too much.
Yeah, but you know,
they're doing a good job.
Yeah, let's sleep in giant sleep.
Yeah, and listen, we don't want to talk about Sanchez's numbers versus Ohtani, and they're really good.
Yeah, I know. So, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Keep it.
He's great.
Yeah.
Best player you've ever seen in my entire
so
life.
So scared of him. Scared. Yeah.
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Put him in the Hall of Fame while he's playing.
I am afraid of Freddie Freeman, too.
Yeah.
Well, smart to hit his foot.
It's the whole lineup. There are no
really
breaks
is,
in that lineup. There are no breaks.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, We will talk to Shield Kapadia of The Ringer. We will talk some Eagles. We'll also talk some Phillies with Shield. You might not know this. Shield is a big Phillies guy. Shield can talk all of the sports. We'll talk a little Phillies with Shield and start to talk about whether he sees any signs of optimism with the Eagles offense and talk about the game tonight. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.